So when I want to grow in my spiritual life, but there's an inner critic which stops me from moving forward. It says, you know, you don't have time, you can't do this. So how can we deal with it? Actually, this inner critic will stop us from doing any good thing in life. Suppose we decide, okay, I'm going to speak in public. The inner critic, you will make a fool of yourself and forget everything. People will laugh at you, there's that. And whatever we try to do, the inner critic comes in. See, all of us have a creative side which inspires us, gives us ideas, do this. And we have a critical side which says, no, this is not working out right. Now, both are important. The creative side gives us ideas, and the critical side helps us to evaluate the ideas. So, the important thing is, like as a writer, for me, creative side gives me ideas. And sometimes some ideas are just too far out. They're not going to work. But some critical side evaluates that. The problem comes when the critical side doesn't allow the creative side to express itself only. So one way to resolve this is just to separate the two. That means when we are creating, say when I'm writing, just write. Don't worry how good it is. Just write it down. And then afterwards, I can edit it. I can evaluate it. So like that, what we could do is, when the ideas are coming, we take the inspiration and try to use the inspiration fully. Not that we need to take a giant step forward in our spiritual life, but just when the inspiration is there, start off. Take a small step. So if you feel I can do this much tomorrow, from tomorrow onwards, from today onwards, okay, don't do that much, but take some small step forward. And what happens when we actually do things, we often find out that things are in real life not as difficult as the mind makes them out to be. So when we do the things, we find it okay, you know, ultimately, you know, I'm going to chant this many rounds. How can I chant that many rounds? Okay, but then if you actually start chanting, it's not all that difficult. It can be done. So just start, we start it off, then the fear goes off. So generally speaking, one of the best ways to silence the critical side is to just take off. You know, just start off in some small way or the other. And then once we start off, we get a taste for it, we can move on. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is, another thing which you could do to deal with the critical side is to turn that critical voice on itself. What that means is that, okay, saying this will go wrong, this will go wrong, this will go wrong. Yes, that's possible. But if I just keep hearing what all will go wrong, you know, ultimately also something is going to go wrong. That is what, I'm never going to do anything good. See, the critical voice wants us to take the safe option. But actually, as far as life in this material world is concerned, the no option is not a safe option. Because every time is going to pass, we are eventually going to grow old, we're going to get diseased, we're going to die. So the material the option of living materialistically, it may seem to be a safe option because everyone else is doing it. But that doesn't mean it is a safe option. It is the option which is eventually going to lead to frustration only. So we turn the critical voice. You're saying, don't do anything, but what is the result of that? That's not necessarily the safe, that's not the safe option at all. So let me start off. And the last thing which we can do to deal with the critical voice is to categorize it. Categorize it means that when that voice comes in, see, when we identify that, when we identify with that, that's when the problem comes up. But suppose, you know, there are some people we know that they are always negative people. You know, whatever is brought before them, they will find problems with that. They will find, and this is not going to work because of this. This is not going to work because of this. This is not going to work because of this. There are problem people who are always so negative. It is said that there are some people, they bring happiness where they go. And some people bring happiness when they go, isn't it? So when they go. So like that, some people are negative like that. So what we should do is, if we identify this person as negative, then we don't take that criticism so seriously. So like that, when that negative voice starts coming up, what do? Yeah, this is a critic speaking. We just identify that, we create a distance from that. And then we take its voice with a pinch of salt. So identifying that voice is very helpful. Ultimately, when we are facing problems in life, a lot depends on whom we consult. You know, say a boxing match is going on, two boxers are fighting, and one boxer bang, you know, knocks down the other boxer. Now this boxer has fallen down, and this boxer is to now boxer has to fight. If the boxer turns to the other boxer and asks, you know, can I win? Never! Yeah, I'm defeated. I admit defeat right now. And if the boxer wants to keep fighting, the boxer can't consult the other boxer. The boxer has to look at his own coach. The coach, come on, get up. You know, try this. You can do it. If the coach is going to encourage us. So like that, when we face some defeat, when we say some problem, at that time, you know, it is often because of the critical voice only that we have faced the problem. And then we ask the critical voice only, can I do it? Never! Quit now! So, we need to consult Krishna. We need to consult Krishna's representatives. We need to consult those who encourage us. Then, we'll be able to persevere. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.